Good morning. Are you awake? Yes, we got one awake. The rest of you look a little sleepy. Okay, we're awake. Good, 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 good. All right, good. Well, this morning, we are kind of celebrating a bunch of different things. First thing is that there is a whole lot of people from our church going to leave and go fly far, far away to a country called Ecuador. And they're going to do some missions. They're going to teach Bible school and do some really awesome things. So we're really excited to send them off today. Now, I'm thinking that those people might be just a little bit nervous and scared to fly across the world and go to a country they've never been to. How many of you have ever done something that you were a little scared of doing, something new? Have you ever tried something new and you've been just a little scared of doing it? What did you do? Oh my gosh, he was doing a rock climbing wall yesterday for the first time and he was a little nervous because it was slippery. Yeah, that would be pretty scary, wouldn't it? To be a little, make you a little scared. What did you do? Did you do something made you scared? What was it? Oh my goodness. And that was scary, yeah. Well, sometimes we're going to be asked to do things that are just a little scary. Maybe like start school or maybe start new things like rock climbing or some kind of, you know, new thing. So, you know what? Jesus has already been through some of this scary stuff. And today in our Bible lesson, we're going to hear about how the disciples, oh, that's a big word. Those are like the friends of Jesus, right, that helped him do his mission and work. The disciples, after Jesus died and went to heaven, they were really scared. And Jesus said to them, don't worry, I'm going to send you somebody called the Holy... Yay, good job. And the Holy Spirit will help you. So sometimes when you're doing something new, you're just a little scared. Well, here we have something new, and I kind of want you to see if you can help me on this. All right. Sometimes we don't know quite how to get through the tough stuff, and we might do things like pray, right? And we might do things like rely on our folks, our parents, or friends. All right, what do you see up here? What is that? It's a bunch of
words.
It's a bunch of words. Okay, does it really say anything? Can you tell what it's trying to talk about or anything? No, it's something new and kind of different, isn't it? Yeah, you can read a few of them in there, but they're kind of all messed together, right? Something different. Well, when we don't know the way that God wants us to go, or when we're trying something new and we're just a little bit scared, Jesus gave us the Holy
Spirit
to help us. So we're going to do kind of a magic trick, kind of, sort of, but not really. We're going to pretend this red paper here is the Holy Spirit. Okay, it's a stretch, but just go with me, okay? All right, so now we got the Holy Spirit coming over this new experience. Da, 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 da. Can you read any word now? Truth. So the Holy Spirit can guide us to the truth and to help us. And that's what the Bible lesson is going to talk about today, is that the Holy Spirit helps us in new times when we're kind of scared, like the people going to Ecuador, or like when you're rock climbing, you can say a prayer and say, Holy Spirit, please guide me and protect me and lead me into the truth. Yeah. So before we had the Holy Spirit, it was a little harder to see that, wasn't it? And then we bring the Holy Spirit in, and the Holy Spirit leads us to truth. Good job. Okay, let's say a prayer and then when you can go back to your seat. Dear God, thank you so much for giving us your Spirit who helps us to do really hard things like climb walls and go to Ecuador. And we just thank you that you gave us your Holy Spirit to guide us to truth and to help us know the way to go and who to be. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's children said with a shout, Amen. All right, thank you.
Our scripture reading today is from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The Word of God. Please rise for the Gospel.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace be yours from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Today is Trinity Sunday. And Trinity Sunday is kind of the part of the liturgical calendar that gathers together the whole story of God. Next week, we're going to start having green up here. It's going to be called Ordinary Time because Jesus has been born and he has gone through his life and crucified and resurrected and the Holy Spirit has come. And so today we celebrate all of that coming together. You notice the symbol shows the manifestations of God, but everything's connected and keeps moving and is fluid. God is revealed as creator who came and formed the earth, and God, the Son, was revealed through Jesus Christ, who gives us access to God's grace, and the Holy Spirit continues to work in our daily lives. The verse of scripture that captured me today was, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them all now. Jesus is with his disciples, and he is preparing them for his departure. They are going to be living faith as adults, and they are not going to have their mentor with them anymore. He has been with them to teach and admonish, to comfort and to guide, and as he prepares them for the departure, he's trying to tell them the most important things, the things closest to his heart. But he can't tell them everything because they wouldn't be able to bear it. So it's a time of grief for him, I think, as he's trying to figure out what to say. And basically, the whole passage of his departure basically says, I'm in you and you're in me and we are one and God will send the Spirit. And so in a way, he is trying to comfort them with anticipating his absence. So many times in life, our big temptation is to try to prepare one another for what the other person is going to be facing. We want to impart our wisdom onto their situation. And especially if we care about them, we want to teach them as much as we can in order to save them time and grief. I think parents know this, and it's a great temptation with our children to try to prepare them for everything and how can we? We are like Jesus. You can't bear it all now. And besides that, how could I ever put into words what you are facing? Fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you may look at it, life isn't like that. No matter how hard we want to impart our great wisdom and experience, we just can't do it because each of us has to take our own journey, our own mistakes, and learn our own truth. I tried to think of stories out of my own life where I was sort of barraged with wisdom. The first time that I could think of was the birth of my first child. I was just kind of pregnant. We were pregnant. It was wonderful. You know, we're getting ready for this wonderful occasion, and I was just thinking how great it was going to be to have this new little person in our lives. And we went camping one weekend in Montana. And this woman was there at the campground, and she had two little children, and she began to tell me all about it. And she was asking me questions, like, well, what kind of childbirth are you going to have? I'm like, what? I thought you just had children, you know, didn't know you had choices about things. And a lot of other things. And I had no answers to these questions. I had never thought about them before in my life. And by the time we left the campground, I was just in a state of anxiety. Whoa. So I went to the library, and I studied, and I found out much more than I ever wanted to know about anything. And then as I began to blossom, as they say, more and more women would come up and say, oh, when is your baby due? And then they would begin to talk about it. And the closer it got and the more I learned, the more I began to worry. And then I began to think about the fact that I was actually going to have this child and what was I going to do with it. And I began to think about what it was like to have a teenager. And so finally, in just great panic, I called my mom, who was always just so wonderful, with the right thing at the right time. And I'm sure I went on and on and on about all of this stuff and how was I going to get through it all and have birth and raise this child and what was I going to do when she was 13 and started mouthing off and, you know. And my mother said, millions of women for millions of years have given birth to children. You will too. And then she said, and when babies come into the world, they are very small. You carry them in your arms. And they sleep. And they eat. And they poop. And that's it. And so just take it one day at a time. You notice she didn't say much, which was great. Kind of like brought me right back to ground zero where I could stand myself and think, I think I can handle this. Another time I was overwhelmed was at seminary, and I really got to thinking about what it meant to be a pastor. And, you know, we had studied all this stuff, and I thought, gosh, I don't know anything. I mean, the more you study, the more you realize how little you know. And finally, I went into one of my professors and said, I just think God has made a huge mistake here. And the professor said, okay, what do pastors do? I'm like, well, they go to the hospital, they preach, they teach. He said, can you do that? I said, yeah. He said, there you go. You'll be fine. You know, sometimes that's all you need to know. And I'm just kind of grateful Jesus didn't really get into all of the persecutions and the martyrdoms and all of the stuff they might have to endure and go through. He just said, I'll be with you, and help will come, and you'll be all right. Life does get overwhelming at times, sometimes every day, but surely we have those times that we go through where we wonder, how am I going to get through this? There are times when the future seems impossible. The transition seems unimaginable, and we feel we are not up to the task. Or we're not going to be able to manage the shift in our life, the change, the loss. There are few things more helpful to me in those times when somebody just comes alongside and says, I'm here. You know, they don't really say much. They just say, I'm here. We're with you. We're with you. You can do this. You already have everything you need. And if they have walked the path you're walking, you know, they've had the surgery you're going to have, they've been through a divorce, they've lost their job, they have had their mom die, and they're saying that, think of the power of that. They're not just some person who showed up and is trying to be nice. They've been there, and they know. When we see that person managing their life, established, and especially established in faith, What a comfort that is, and what an inspiration. I'm pretty sure Jesus' disciples did not feel up to the task of being the body of Christ when Jesus left. I'm sure they were frightened. They went back to what they knew immediately. They went back to the fishing hole. They got in a boat. They said, bye. And they went out there and they did what they knew. But when the Spirit came, they discovered they already had what they needed. Peter starts spouting scripture like he went to seminary or something. And he knows how to pray, and he knows how to reach out to people and how to touch them with healing and with blessing. Everything he needs, he already has. He just doesn't know it until the Spirit comes. Jesus uses the fishing skills they already have to teach them to go forward and to be great evangelists. They are fishing for people. They are wooing people to the Lord. And when they need extra help, Jesus says, ask. Ask in my name, and I will be there. I will send the Spirit, and the Spirit will help you. When we read their story and realize who they were and who they became, we are astonished by their knowledge and courage, and I think they probably were too, and yet they were ready. The other night, Open Door Missions invited a missionary who's going to be going to one of the islands, Dominican Republic, and she was speaking to us about God's call on her life, and I like the way she told her story. She likened it to following sticky notes. You know how you put a sticky note in the fridge and you put one on the, I do anyway, I have a bad memory, put it on the back door so that when I'm leaving I remember to do what I'm supposed to do. And she said, when you ask for God's guidance, what should I do, Lord? She said, the first sticky note will appear. And she said, you have to go there to where it is, and then you see the second one. And you go there to where it is, and you see the third one. And she said, door after door opened as she and her husband followed the sticky notes. And so they started out in a little Bible study. They have sold their home. They've gotten rid of all their stuff. And they are getting ready to go overseas to be missionaries for Christ for an extended period of time. They don't know when or if they will come back. But she said it was all about those sticky notes. We just followed the path the Lord had set, and it has been the most exciting adventure of our life. Well, no matter where God leads us, it comforts me to know, and I hope it does you too, that Jesus is already there. He's ahead of us, he's behind us, he's around us, he's underneath, been there, and is waiting for us to arrive. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Now, I can't think of the number of times in my life when I got to that one of those sticky notes and found out what we really need here, Priscilla, is a person who's had training in this. Oh, well, guess what? I've had that training. I mean, just little stuff like that where you begin to see God has really been working. 2 years ago, a couple people from our church came up to me and said, Pastor Bell, how come the kids always get to go on work camps and we never get to go? Next thing I know, a group's in Pennsylvania and they're loading stuff for international transport for around the world. And then people went to Butler, Illinois. Whoever heard of Butler, Illinois, and they're packing stuff and they're collecting Bibles and all kinds of Christian education materials to send around the world. Every month they're going. Then a group went to New Orleans. I was with them. And another group, and to Biloxi. Tom Anderson and Bob Fisher just returned from another trip. Today at our second service, we're going to be blessing those who are embarking on their first international trip. Jan is one of them. And Deb Aldred, over here, they're going to Ecuador. They're going to be doing a medical mission, VBS, Vacation Bible School, and they're going to be doing construction work. So they have all kinds of different skills that are going on this trip. They're taking as much as they can carry in the way of supplies, and they're going to be helping Dr. Manuel, somebody totally new in our lives, care for the poor of Ecuador. I'll bet a year ago they didn't even know where Ecuador was. South America somewhere, isn't it? And now they are going there. The power of the Spirit cannot be underestimated. The power of the pilgrim who responds to God's call through the Spirit cannot be underestimated. You can call it sticky notes, hunches, nudges, whatever you want to call it, but when you follow the voice of the Lord calling you, you are on an adventure and you do not know where it is going to take you. Are you scared? You're not talking to me, Pastor Bell, are you? Better watch out. Let's pray. Lord, how wonderful that you promise us to do more than we could ask or imagine. That you promise us that we will do more than you did when you were here. And that we will do this through the power of your Spirit and by following your voice. Each one of us is in preparation for the future. Help us to make the most of our preparation so that when the call comes, we will answer it and we will be ready. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.